Good evening, guys. It's Coach Treggs here, the founder of 30 Plus Men's Fitness. So, before we bring in Ryan, okay, we've got about 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and I'm going to give that stage to Ryan to talk. So, you may have seen in the press recently, there was a local guy, he's originally from Hereford. So this is going to be really interesting because there's going to be two West Country accents on. And whenever I speak to somebody with a West Country accent, my West Country accent comes out. So I'll wait for Rye to join. But first off, here he is now. Just bring you in a minute, Rye, okay? Just want to give you a little bit of... There he is. Okay, so just give you a bit of backstory. There's a big thing in the paper recently. A guy called Ryan, he decided to do a 30-day experiment whereby he'd only eat McDonald's, okay? He wanted to prove that weight loss is very much down to calories in versus calories out. Now, if you understand the law of thermodynamics, you'll get that. But he wanted to almost put out something against that documentary, that supersized documentary that came out in 2004, made by an American filmmaker called Morgan Spurlock, okay? And then it got McDonald's a lot of bad press, okay? So listen, I'm gonna bring him in now, and we are gonna talk, and we're gonna have a long conversation, and then we will open it up. I've got lots of questions, okay? And let's see where this takes us, okay, guys? So I'm bringing Ryan in now.
There we go.
All right. Okay.
Yes, Mark. So, great to join you tonight, mate. Great to join you.
All right, mate. So listen, first off, it's great to have you on. And I do appreciate your time because I know since you did this experiment, you've been like on the fucking New York Times. You've been on Australia television. You've been here, there and everywhere, right? You've had some good press. You've had some bad press. And I've seen you on a few other live feeds. And what I wanted to do is bring you on because I've got a pretty big audience. And I just wanted to talk about this experiment, why you did it, how it went. Obviously not just talk about weight loss because we know a lot of that boils down to thermodynamics, but I kind of want to like delve a little bit deeper. A lot of my clients have got questions for tonight, okay? But before we get into any of that, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you live, what you do for a living. Give us a bit of backstory on Ryan Williams, bud.
Okay, so I'm originally born in Hereford, now live in Cheltenham in Gloucestershire. I don't know where this, like I heard you reference the accent. I don't realize I have an accent, but I think we do. Let's just embrace it. And yes, I'm 29 years old. I'm a postman. So I obviously get a lot of neat into my day and as well as part-time gym guy, gym instructor, part-time Mr. Whippy ice cream man in the summer, part-time
Wicked
YouTuber. I'm a bit of a dull boy. I do a bit of everything, but yeah, so that's pretty much sums me up. Back to you, Mark. Let's go.
okay, so why did you choose to do this 30-day experiment whereby you could only eat stuff off the McDonald's menu? Why did you decide to do this?
Okay, so I created a YouTube channel a few months ago just because it's something I enjoy, nothing too serious, lighthearted, fun just for me to do personally and hopefully maybe entertain a few people. Now, this coincided with me re-watching the Supersize Me documentary you just mentioned, where Morgan Spurlock ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days, gained loads of weight, become really unhealthy. Doctors were telling him, you need to stop this diet, you're gonna die. It was very extreme. Now, he did this to highlight the obesity crisis in America, obesity becoming an increasing problem, still is really, but it was very much so at the time. It became a topic everyone was talking about. Now, he wanted to raise awareness of that. So for me doing this, I kind of wanted to do it flip reverse. I kind of wanted to do this in a slight calorie deficit. I wanted to show people that, you see, off the back of that documentary, McDonald's, even now, 15 years later, McDonald's is still considered to be horrific for your diet. People attach the stigma. If you eat McDonald's, you're going to get fat. You're going to gain weight. It's not great for your diet. Now, I'm not saying it's good in terms of your health. I'm not saying it's the best option by any means. But that wasn't a point in my documentary. I wasn't trying to prove McDonald's is healthy, is the healthiest way to live. I wasn't proving that McDonald's was the way to diet. I was trying to show you by using McDonald's, using food everyone could relate to worldwide, and especially using food that's not considered healthy, it would raise the point more, it would prove the point more that it comes down to being in a calorie deficit when it comes to losing weight. Now, obviously, as you know, there's loads of factors that determine ways in which we can burn calories. That's going into a lot more detail. We'll come into that in a bit. But I just wanted to, again, show that point that no matter what you eat, whether it's considered good food, bad food, food that's going to do this, do that, it does all boil down to your overall calorie intake. Now, if I'd have done this on salad, people would have credited the salad for me losing weight, even if I'd ate the same amount of salad as I did McDonald's. So that's why I chose McDonald's, guys. I'm not ever going to promote this as being the thing to do. I just had to make the point clear by using an example like McDonald's. Sorry for the rambly intro. That was very long.
No, that's good, mate. Listen, I want you to speak because I've seen you on a few things and I probably thought you could have been allowed to speak a little bit more. So, look, this is something I didn't realise. The whole documentary with Morgan Spurlock, I didn't realise he was eating 5,000 calories of McDonald's a day and doing zero exercise. And actually, only from watching your stuff did I understand that McDonald's come out and went, well, hang on. You could eat 5,000 calories of anything and not do any exercise and gain weight and become obese, right?
That's right. I mean, that's a very big point you just made. That's a point that most people forget. They say Morgan ate McDonald's for 30 days. They don't specify that he ate 5,000 calories of McDonald's. Now, people say, I ate McDonald's for 30 days, you know, in the same way. They don't say, I ate McDonald's in a calorie deficit. So it's very easy to jump to conclusion. It's very easy for people to see, you know, the headline before picture, after picture, and just presume this is like a little publicity stunt. Presume that I've been paid by McDonald's to suddenly promote them as being a healthy way of living. That's very much not the case, guys. Remember, don't believe everything you read in newspapers. I personally didn't write those articles. I'm not saying everything written in those articles is wrong, but it's definitely twisted to make a story. So we're going to obviously address this tonight, Mark, and we're going to set the story straight.
All right, so listen up. What we're going to do first is I'm going to ask you what your results were over the case of 30 days, and then we're going to talk about how you did it, what calories you started on, what you had off the menu, because I know you gave yourself certain rules, right? So just to clarify, forgive me if I'm wrong, but you lost 16 pounds in 30 days, right?
That's correct, yes, 16
pounds. So I think you were about what? You went 88 kilos down to 82?
Bear with me, I am very old school. I still weigh in stone, so you'll be able to convert this for me. So it's 14.2 stone down to 13 stone. That probably would equate to about a 7 kilogram loss, wouldn't it? Yeah, okay. So you're right.
And I know you're 6 foot, because I saw that on your doc. So that's, it's 6 foot and 13 stone. That's pretty fucking lean, all right? And I know you're a gym goer anyway, and you were not fat before. However, this is not about that. It's about the fact that you lost weight doing this, right?
That's right. I mean, again, everything I did, I documented on the YouTube channel. There was no secret formula. There was no secret thing I was doing behind the scenes. Literally, I had no time in the day to do that, even if I wanted to do that. Every single thing was filmed, every meal, most of the workouts. If I didn't actually film the workout, I'd speak about the workout. So there was, it's an open book. People are welcome to look at it. But remember as well, at the very end, I don't know if you saw this, Mark, at the very end, I used a little tactic like bodybuilders would use or fitness models would use, whereby they would slightly dehydrate before they would normally go on stage or do a photo shoot. I was open about this. I didn't do this discreetly to try and warp the results. So I showed guys what you could do with regards to shedding the water weight and how much of a difference that makes to these physiques. When you see these guys in magazines, remember people that is that physique is very much specific to that day. He's done a lot to condition himself for that very photo shoot. Because if you saw me like 2 days later when I was, chucking the fluids back down and, eating what I liked, I would have looked a little bit different. But we wanted to make that impact. We wanted to raise the point and get people talking. Good or bad, don't get me wrong. I love people throwing, not throwing abuse at me, but, throwing any, I don't say negative questions, but questions that are worth answering, you know? So sure. Fire ahead, right. People in the comments,
ahead. We'll get into the questions, but so let's talk about the numbers. Let's talk about, so what you did is you actually worked out, a calorie deficit for the month. And I know from watching your documentary, you said that on average you burn, because of your height and your stats, you burn about 2,900 a day. You're an active guy. Now here's something, you're a postman, right? That is amazing for yeah. getting your knee up. I'm a massive fan of knee. I'm a massive fan of getting outside and getting those steps in, which is going to contribute to your daily calorific expenditure, right? So you probably do a lot of steps. You hit the gym. You worked out that you burn about 2,900 calories a day. So talk the lads what calories you started on and how you did it, because I know you used a lot of intermittent fasting and I know you had to have everything off that menu in the 30 days, right? So let's get into the nitty gritty and talk the lads through that 30 days. It's all yours, mate.
So obviously going back into the calorie aspect, see some of the newspaper articles twisted it a little bit and they said, postman, 29 from England, loses weight by eating only McDonald's and going to the gym. Now that's not really the whole story, is it? Now going to the gym is obviously gonna add to my calorie expenditure. My job as a postman, you mentioned the NEAT, it adds to my calorie expenditure. Because of my physical lifestyle, I can afford to eat maybe more calories than a guy that just works in an office, a guy that doesn't really do a lot of exercise. So obviously Morgan Spurlock, he did no exercise. He worked a job in an office, I believe. So on top of his 5,000 calories, he wasn't actually burning hardly any calories as well.
Yeah,
another thing we need to reiterate that, yes, you know, the gym is important. It adds to our calorie expenditure. Remember, this isn't about muscle building. It's not about, sure. It's not specific to performance. This is purely from a weight loss point of view. I wanted to start the plan on 2,500 calories purely because that's what people would say is the recommended daily
amount. And that's a nice amount of calories. I mean, 2,500 calories is a nice amount of calories, isn't it?
Exactly, Mark. I mean, for me, that obviously put me in a slight deficit. For the average person, it would be maintenance level. But again, we wanted that deficit to be in a weight loss zone. But it's also a number that people could relate to. I didn't want to go too drastic from the start.
Sure.
Then I would drop it from week two. I believe I went to 2,400, but then quickly dropped it to 2,300.
Wow.
That was probably a tactic. Looking back in hindsight, it was too much of a drop. Now, I spoke to a friend of mine who's a PT, a lifestyle coach. He immediately said to me, "Right, you need to bump that back up," because I was starting to feel like I was feeling a little bit drained and a little bit run down quite early on. Now, again, I can't say I felt a little bit tired because of the McDonald's. If you're on any diet in a calorie deficit, especially one that much of a calorie deficit for me, you're going to feel a little bit like that anyway. If you're eating clean food and you have that much of a drop in calories, you're going to feel it.
Sure.
So I think we had a day where we did bump the calories back up, and then we, rather than dropping them again in week three, I believe we stayed at 2,300.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You probably know better than me. I haven't watched it back. But then we would drop it again in week four. So it was a slight drop over the 30 days.
Sure.
Now, what I did was very extreme. I would never recommend anyone drop their calories to the extent I did. There would have been no need, but again, I was trying to do things exaggerated.
To prove a point. So let me ask you this, because a lot of people, this can be a really interesting question. A lot of people go, "Oh, 2,500 calories of McDonald's, you know, but that can't be much because, you know, it's so high in calories and it's so bad for you." What did 2,500 calories at the start look like in terms of actual food from McDonald's?
So if I reference day one, and I did spill over my calories a little bit on day one, I did intermittent fasting in the morning. I went to work with no calories. Meal one came around lunchtime, and I had quite a big meal one, I'll be honest with you. I went for my typical McDonald's order, which was a Big Mac meal, a mayo chicken, double cheeseburger. I believe that was meal one.
Yeah.
Meal two, we had two grilled chicken salads. So we went for a healthier option. those salads are okay. I mean, I know back in the day they used to be, they said they were higher in calories than a Big Mac, didn't they, back in the day, but they've changed. They have.
Right, okay, interesting. Because I never knew, I knew they did a little fruit bar, I didn't know they did salads, so that was a bit of an eye-opener for me.
The salads are quite clean as well. They give you the option, obviously, of crispy coated chicken or the grilled chicken variety. And I mean, a grilled chicken salad, again, they don't put the dressing on. They ask you, would you like the dressing in a pot? So you have the option to leave the dressing out. And then for meal three, I went for a happy meal, but I had a fruit bag.
Okay.
And I had a Tropicana instead of a fizzy drink, I think. So it was a healthier McDonald's. From the start, but it's a lot of food, isn't it? It's not a.
Yeah, I mean, out of interest, I mean, how many calories is in a Big Mac? Is it like 500, 600?
I should know this. I spent 30 days calorie counting, you know. I think it is about 600. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's about 600. I know that the wraps are sort of about 300. McFlurry is about 300.
Yeah.
So yeah, I believe it is about 600 calories.
Just bear me one sec, right? Because they've turned the music up in the gym. I'm going to quickly turn it down. I'm going to be literally 20 seconds. Try and hold the audience, all right? Put on your McDonald's thing.
Okay, guys. Right. So we're alone right now. What should we talk about? Let's just put a little disclaimer out there. Remember, I never once promoted this as being the way of going about dieting. This was merely a bit of fun for my YouTube channel. If you're interested in the series, check it out, youtube.com/Roy Williams, or alternatively search 30 Day McDiet. Now, I did this.
All right, I'm back. Sorry about that.
He's back, right. Yeah, we kept them. I think we're right.
It might not have been bad for you, but it was like boom, boom, boom. I can hear myself. Okay. Right, so, okay, right, where were we? We're talking about the calories in a Big Mac.
That's right. Oh, yeah, so, yeah, calories are, I think we said about, I think, again, McDonald's have that nutrition calculator. So if anyone's concerned as to what they've eaten or wants to know literally click of a button, adds it all up and you know the calories. Yeah. And a full macro breakdown as well.
I saw that. I saw there's like a calorie calculator in McDonald's. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, so let's open it up to a few questions, bud. Okay. Are you getting some feedback there from me or you're right?
No, that is merely my dog sat there crying. I don't know what she wants. Should I get her?
All right.
Let me just sit on my lap.
A good friend of mine and client, Kieran, is saying, how concerned are you that the way the media has reported the story will make people read only the headline and lead people to bad choices? Like they think, oh, this guy's saying it's okay to eat McDonald's.
I would hope people wouldn't be that naive or that, I don't want to say stupid, but people should know that eating only McDonald's in your diet is obviously not the way to go. I mean, eating anything, eating only anything, even if it was Morrison's salad bowls. I don't know, you need a variety in your life, not just from a nutritional point of view. You need variety in your life for a sanity point of view, to stay healthy and to stay mentally sane. So, I fully understand what you're saying, mate, because when you read a headline, you see the before and after picture. If I was looking at that personally, I would think, what is this kid on? What is this kid doing? Like, losing weight at McDonald's, that's crazy. But the media don't obviously put my YouTube links in there. People that read these articles and comment don't look at what I've done on YouTube, and they don't get a feel for the vibe I created. Because how I compare it is, if you look at the comments of some of the articles, which could be quite negative, if you look at my videos and the comments on the videos, or the like to dislike ratio, there's hardly any dislikes on the videos, and the comments are all positive, because my audience, my subscribers, albeit quite small, knew exactly what they're in for, and they knew this. Yeah. People often ask me, why didn't I do blood tests? Well, the moment I do blood tests, it then becomes a serious issue. It then becomes something a lot more serious than what I wanted it to become. So that's why I tried to keep it quite lighthearted and entertainment.
Okay.
With a punchline of the calorie aspect.
Okay, so Paul says, how much did it cost for the 30 days eating eating that? Because I know you kept receipts, didn't you? You had it all up at the end.
Paul, I'm very disappointed you brought this up. My girlfriend's in the other room and I've spent the last month trying to avoid that question. I have it written down on a piece of paper somewhere and I've never brought myself to say it anywhere. I don't, off the top of my head, know the exact figure, but what I do know is it was averaging between 15 and 20 quid a day. And that is another point we're raising. You can eat out as much as you want. You can eat out all the time if you want to lose weight. Obviously, we wouldn't advise you to do that. But again, it wouldn't be the best for you financially either, because it costs a little bit. It's not the most expensive, but it obviously does cost more than preparing your food and eating at home.
But okay, cool.
Use a salad, for example. That salad that was very clean and nutritionally fine. There's nothing wrong with a McDonald's salad, but that salad was about £3.60, and like I said, I had to have two of those on day one. £7.20 on salad, which is mad, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you can go to Tesco and pick up like a bag of leaves and watercress, and it's dirt cheap. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay, questions are coming in lovely. Okay, so Adam says, how many steps per day were you hitting on average?
I've probably got this on my phone, but I don't want to press it off because... is that Adam Ambridge by any chance? We have made reference to this numerous times. I haven't got the exact figure on me at the moment. It is on my phone, but going back to the neat aspect, my steps are way higher than most people's would be on the average day. So remember that on top of the food I'm eating, I'm also getting in loads and loads and loads of cardiovascular exercise.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how long is a shift as a postman? How long is a shift? How long are you on your feet for?
So the postage shifts have changed a little bit. The first few hours we're on our feet, but we're in the sorting office just doing the sorting.
Yeah.
But whilst we're actually out in delivery, it is about 4 hours long. But that is 4 hours of constant, albeit steady state cardio.
It's
four hours of cardio. And a lot of my rounds is a lot of steps, a lot of stairs. And so it does. People, I don't know if you're going to ask me that. A lot of people do ask me if I did cardio on the McDiet, and I did a little bit of HIIT, a little bit high intensity intervals, because it was different from what I was doing at work.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do too much because of the severe drop in calories.
Sure.
I didn't want to expend calories even more with adding cardio in. Because
here's something quite interesting, right? Because when people talk about health, I think especially when it comes to McDonald's, they might look at it and go, "That's bad for you." When I talked about this in a live the other night, we're not looking at the whole picture. Like, you know, for me, I'm trying to get guys off the couch, outdoors, moving, going to the park with their kids, getting hydrated, all these things. You were outdoors for 4 hours a day on your feet.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Now that, to me, is healthy. Yeah? So I always try and reframe it slightly for clients, because a lot of my clients, you know, when I meet them, they're making excuses not to take the kids down the park. They're making excuses not to, they basically don't want to move more. Like, you're moving 4 hours a day and you're lugging around posts. That's pretty healthy, okay? And, you know, if you're looking at it in the grand scheme of things, oh, well, he ate McDonald's, that's unhealthy. Well, hang on, let's just look at what this guy's doing. He's not sat on his arse all day.
Exactly. And I mean, if you take break the food down, for example, McDonald's is generally quite high in carbohydrates, and carbohydrates, especially in this day and age, are often frowned upon. Loads of keto diets going on, and that's all well and good, but carbs being an energy source,
brilliant,
they're being used up for what I'm doing. They're not just going to waste. I'm fueling myself with those carbs for my daily activities. So I'm just going to make reference actually to the salt intake. Salt intake is one thing. McDonald's stuff generally is quite high in salt. Now, this is something that shocked me a little bit, because that was the first thing I was expecting to happen, was my blood pressure to increase, which is why I did the blood pressure tests probably twice a week. Weirdly, my blood pressure always stayed within range. I was expecting a massive, you know, spike, you know, my blood pressure to increase possibly, but I'm unsure as to whether maybe my active lifestyle, because I'm generally fit anyway, that it didn't impact me as much. Again, it's only 30 days, so it's not that long a period of time, but I know other people have wondered that, you know, what about salt, what about that, but...
Sure. Here's one for you, Ben, right? Because I know you lost body fat, right? So I would say that, you know, a lot of people go, oh yeah, but I bet his insides aren't very good. But if you lost body fat, surely you're losing visceral fat as well, right?
You'd think so, yeah. again, I did speak, although I didn't do any, you know, vigorous tests, I did speak to doctors prior to this, and they all said the same thing to me. 30 days just isn't long enough to see massive long-term damage to your insides or anything like that. That's why they were kind of not very keen to get involved with it, like obviously Morgan Spurlock had a doctor around and stuff like that. But for me, my insides, there were no telltale signs. I didn't have anything happen in my daily life that kind of suggested that, hey, right, something's going on here. It was,
sure.
It surprised me. I made reference to this in my videos. I was surprised as to how normal I felt. And on top of this, I was filming every single day. I was editing every single day and I was uploading every single day on YouTube. So on top of eating all this, my day with a full-time job, with a part-time job, was absolutely flat out. I was only sleeping a few hours a night to get the workouts in as well.
Wow.
And I was still physically okay. So it does suggest that the diet can't be that bad, because I would have just crashed and burned and sure. not been able to keep up the schedule.
Okay, so John, who's a very good friend and client of mine, he's a big intermittent faster and he's done really well with me. He says, would you usually feel drained by dropping your calorie intake down by 300 or 400 a day? Or do you think that was down to the quality of the food? That's a great question.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we speak about the calories with regards to weight loss. Obviously, calories inverse calories, that's the formula when it comes to weight loss. But then when you break down these calories, to the macronutrients, break down the quality of these calories, you know, where you're getting your calories from. The food sources are very important when it comes to, you know, your energy levels, your mood, your performance at the gym, your performance in everyday life. So, for example, I had a day where I only ate McFlurries.
Oof.
Was never yeah. be anything.
No,
if somebody,
no.
if somebody watched that video and thought, this guy, actually, I'm going to make reference to James Smith PT. Yeah. He made reference to the day where I only drank milkshakes and said it was a pretty stupid thing to do. Obviously, would I ever suggest anyone to only drink milkshakes? No.
No.
But I wanted to change it up, make it interesting. I still wanted to prove, you know, the calorie point. But sure. when I did those days, I mentioned on the videos, the days after, even at the end of the day, I felt horrendous. That was the start of a slight downfall, because the quality, all right, the calories might have been the same, but the quality of those calories were horrendous. They were made up of sugar, fat, and stuff that's just not going to, you know, create a good
this
feeling
is really interesting
in yourself.
Because, you know, I think people thought we would come on and just glorify it and say it's all about the calorie deficit. We know it's... You did it to prove
absolutely
a point
not.
That it's down to thermodynamics, yeah. but obviously food quality is so important. And I mean, you know, for me, I've evolved a lot over the years. I used to be, you know, it's all about super 100% clean eating, and then realized that it's very hard to sustain. And my clients were finding it hard to sustain. And, you know, we'd have these epic cheat days. And so I've adopted more of the flexible approach these days, and it's taken a lot of guilt away from having things like a McDonald's or a couple of beers of an evening, as long as you're within your calories. But, you know, a milkshake, that is the ultimate hangover. That's the ultimate hangover drink, isn't it? Let's be fair. I'm never just going to go, yeah, I'm going to go and get a chocolate milkshake from McDonald's. Very rarely.
No. I'll be honest with you. Like, I was a fan of McDonald's prior to this. I didn't eat it all the time like I was on the McDiet, but I would very rarely go for the milkshakes and stuff, just because they felt like wasted calories as well.
Yeah.
Like, they taste nice, but they're very high in calories for what you get in return. If you take a burger, for example, it's similar calories to a milkshake. And, you know, I take the burger every time. It's more satisfying, more filling. You said something just then that it was very interesting. What did you just say?
About the more move to a flexible dieting and
that's it. Because the other reason for doing this is, you know, we're gonna have Christmas soon.
I love this.
Bear with me 1 minute, Mark. I'm just gonna let my dog out. She's
yeah, no worries. I've just got a dog for myself.
Come here.
It's his turn to take a break now. Keep these questions coming in, guys.
So
can somebody just tell me what the time is as well? I'm in the gym talking. We're all good. Get those earphones in, dude.
Apologies for that, guys. I had a rather chopsy chow in the room.
Sorry, mate.
Didn't want you lot getting distracted by noises. So we're going to have the new year coming up, these new year fads, these new year diets. And the problem is you'll find people make such drastic changes quickly. They completely change everything and they make it really unrealistic for themselves. It's so clean and there's no room for movement. as soon as they're feeling like the craving's coming on, as soon as they're feeling like they're gonna give in, they'll eventually crash, they'll eventually go to somewhere like McDonald's. And rather than understanding that they've not ruined the diet completely, by learning ways they can incorporate a meal like that into their diet, they're more likely to continue the diet and succeed. But they don't. They eat at McDonald's, then they have a negative mindset, they give the whole diet up, and then they're back to square one.
They failed.
And that's the end of it. So what we're trying to, like as you are with your flexible dieting, we're trying to raise awareness that you can eat the foods you enjoy. Obviously, not all the time, like I did. You could lose weight, but you know, to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
But don't beat yourself up if you do have the odd cheat meal. Just understand that you probably need to compensate for that somehow. You maybe need to compensate calorie-wise, but don't beat yourself up. You've got to have a plan in place that you can stick to and keep moving forward with.
So here's something I've found is since I've become a fan of flexible dieting, and I had my own issues with overeating, especially trying to be too clean, and then I had two kids and I was tired and I just wanted junk and I was trying to deprive myself of it, and then that would happen, you know? So here's the thing these days. So for example, I went to McDonald's this week in the sake of research, and I tried one of their breakfast wraps, all right?
Yep.
And I think it must have been about 600 calories at the hash brown and the bacon. And I'll be honest, I didn't feel great after it, but here's another one. I didn't feel guilty, all right? And I hope you guys get a lot of value from this. I didn't feel great, but I didn't feel guilty because I knew I'm on about 2,500 calories as maintenance. I didn't feel great after it, but later on in the afternoon, I did a 2-hour dog walk with my missus and the dog, and I was within my calories for the day. And in the past, I would have gone, well, I've had McDonald's now, I've fucked this. I'm gonna binge, I may as well now, you know, go and get some cans on the way home and drink and eat. And that was my response because I failed. And it's such a liberating thing. Would I have a McDonald's breakfast every day? I've probably not ever had one, but I had one in the sake of research on Wednesday. I thought, yeah, I probably wouldn't have it again. But you know what? It's not ruined my week. I don't have to start again on Monday because I've got an awareness of the calories. And I think what you said is so poignant because in the new year, everyone's going to be steaming into it. I mean, I see these people, they come into the gym and they're like, Treads, I want to train 5 days a week. I'm going to quit booze. I'm going to quit smoking. And I go, whoa, slow down. You're going to fail. You're on the road to nowhere there. And then they try and restrict, and then boom, they crash. They eat what they think is perceived as bad food, and they're a failure.
Yeah. Mate, you've summed it up perfectly. About the breakfast items are actually like some of the highest calorie items on the McDonald's menu. And if you do see what I've done on YouTube, you'll see that I often do skip breakfast. I often do the intermittent fasting thing, not because there's some magic thing that comes of intermittent fasting, but purely because I wanted to get more food for my calories. And if I was to eat breakfast, the days I ate breakfast, I was left with hardly any calories the rest of the day.
Sure.
And also I had a day where I had it may have been a breakfast wrap or a breakfast bagel or a McMuffin and something else. And then I compared it with the day previously where I just had the porridge pot, you know, the standard Quaker
Oat porridge
pot. They do porridge pots, mate. And
wow.
And I did a little analysis because the day before when I had the porridge pot, I was my energy levels were great on delivery. I think I may have done some overtime as well, and I was still buzzing, I was still feeling great. But the day on the breakfast items like you ate, I didn't do any overtime, but I felt really lethargic.
Yeah,
I think I probably finished work at the same time. I was slow, I was sluggish, and I didn't feel great at all. So it just shows you again that you could eat the same amount of calories, but it's how these calories make you feel.
Yes.
And your performance and just your general outlook on life. So you do need a bit of a balance. You need the calories that you enjoy eating to give you that satisfied feeling without the cravings and without feeling deprived, but you also need the calories that are gonna make you feel good, your energy level sustained, and lead it.
Okay, so a couple of guys have asked this. How do you find your mental health while eating McDonald's? Do you get irritated?
Do you know what? It feels like a dream world or a bad nightmare now. Looking back, it's my mind was just jelly. I don't think I really took in what I was doing, because when I think back, I think I was so focused on my goal at the end of it that I kind of just plowed on with it. However, looking back, especially when I watch those videos, if you see me in person recently, or if you watch me now, or do whatever, then you compare me to back then. If you look how run down I look and how awful I look, my face looks like I haven't had any, I didn't get much sleep, yeah, but I just looked really run down and really tired. And a lot of people were asking me, they were coming up to me, Roy, are you okay? You look tired, mate. And I'm like, I'm fine, I'm fine. My tolerance is fine. Yeah. But in hindsight, my mental sanity was okay, but again, comparing it to a regular diet, it could have been a bit better. Yeah,
that's
common sense.
Let me ask you this, because I saw this when you were interviewed on another live, is you've trained for the stage before, right? Okay, and you've obviously dieted right down on probably like eating just 6 or 7 different like bro foods. So like, you know, your oats, your rice, your broccoli, your asparagus, your chickens. Did you feel as fucking miserable doing that?
That's what I've got to admit. I mean, out of all the diets, okay, I said, I didn't feel great. Remember, I'm in a calorie deficit, and quite a big calorie deficit on that McDonald's diet. So you can't fully blame the diet. You've got to blame the jump in calories. But comparing it to some of the old diets I used to do, some of the old school, like you say, the typical bro diets, I would be one miserable mother.
You can say we're on a men's
motherfucker.
Podcast,
I would be run down, and oh my god, if you thought I looked drained on that McDonald's diet, you wanted to see what I looked like around the time of going on stage. I looked horrendous, because again, you say about people say about being deprived of certain nutrients when it comes to McDonald's, but you're being deprived of so much when you go on a diet like that as well. It's so extreme. And I think we spoke about this on the phone, Mark, that for me personally, the most important thing when it comes to health is happiness and going about your everyday life in an enjoyable manner, and you know, getting on with the missus, the kids if you've got kids, and stuff like that. That's the most important thing for me when it comes to health. I can eat all the healthy foods in the world, but if I'm miserable and if I'm hating life, to me that's not healthy. So
And I think that you know what you've done is it's kind of show people that, how can I say, it's like you shouldn't feel guilty, and you shouldn't even look at it as like, oh, it's a cheat. You know, if you're struggling with your diet and you think, fuck it, I just want a McDonald's, if you've got an awareness of the calories, you can have that and move about your day. And I was speaking about this on a live the other night. So you've competed for the stage, you were miserable competing for the stage, eating clean foods. And I've worked with bodybuilders and they've told me the same thing. They've gone on stage and they fucking feel like shit because they dieted down, but they've eaten asparagus and white fish and all these things that are deemed as clean, right? But you still felt as bad, right? Because you dieted right down. And I think that what you said there about happiness, getting on with the missus, like, because let's be fair, food is to be enjoyed, right? And the minute you say you can't have this, you can't have that, you can't have a beer, you can't have that, you know, I don't know about you. I mean, I don't know. You haven't got kids, have you? But I don't want to be like a little bastard around my kids because I'm saying I'm not drinking at the minute, or I can't have that bit of chocolate, I can't have that. I'd rather just have a balance, which brings me happiness.
And obviously, and the negative mindset, the negative feeling you have from your diet is going to impact your everyday life. It's going to impact your relationship, both with the missus, the kids, etc. So that people always associate health purely as being a nutritional thing. Health is so much more than that. And again, I'm not suggesting eating only McDonald's is the healthiest thing to do either. But it's, you know, the incorporation of foods like that are definitely gonna keep you happy. I mean, not everyone likes McDonald's, though. What does everyone else like? Comment below. I'll be honest with you, I had a KFC earlier. My mum came round and she's like, "Do you want a McDonald's or a KFC?" I'm going into town. I was like, "KFC."
Yeah,
but
that's not to say that
you know, the rest of the food I've eaten today has been, you know, I had oats this morning, I had a scoop of protein in there. So I'm not eating purely KFC. I'm not eating crap, but
It's not gonna kill me
having that old KFC, is it? Let's be honest.
So I want to talk to you about this because already, just in this conversation and just from researching you this week, I didn't realise actually that McDonald's had such an array of healthier food. And I don't want to say good food, bad food, but I think Dan Wheeler summed it up when he interviewed the other night. He said you've got like the probably like the less nutritious, higher calorie stuff on the menu, like your McFlurries, like your milkshakes, which you felt shit off. But then you've got your lower calorie, more nourishing. You can get a fruit pot. You can get oats. You can get salad. What else? I mean, McChicken, is a McChicken sandwich that bad for you? What about those wraps? You can get them grilled chicken wraps. I've had them. They're fine.
Exactly, mate. And that's the thing, isn't it? Because we go to McDonald's, we know what we want. Right, I'm having a Big Mac meal. Right, I'm having this, I'm having that. But we bypass all the healthy options. Now, because I had this rule whereby I had to eat everything off the menu, I obviously become aware of some of the options they did. They do carrot, little carrots. They do apple and grape bags. Yeah. They do grilled chicken salads. They do a side shaker salad. There are options on there, but it's choices, isn't it? You can't fully blame McDonald's. You can't blame McDonald's for gaining weight because McDonald's offer you healthy food. We just choose the unhealthy options. I've actually forgotten the topic of the what was we on about? They offer loads of healthy food. I had a day actually. I was feeling quite run down. My missus had the flu, her version of the flu, and I knew inevitably I was going to get it. I spend every day with her, and I knew being on the diet I was on, I'd probably be probably going to get it. So I thought, right, I'm going to have to change things up. I can't just carry on eating cheeseburgers. No nutritional value. I'm not going to recover from this. I switched straight to only eating the healthy options from McDonald's. I had a day of salads, fruit bags, carrot bags.
Wow.
I think the day after I chose the healthier wraps, the grilled chicken wraps and stuff. 2 days later, I was pretty much back to normal. I still had a bit of a chesty cough and stuff, but I recovered fine. So if you get your nutrients in as well, you're going to find that. Would I recover as quickly had I only ate McFlurries and drank milkshakes and cheeseburgers? Yeah. Possibly not. That's another thing. It's very important to get your nutrients in, not only from having energy levels and that point of view, but also to avoid stuff like being ill and that sort of thing.
And
McDonald's offer that as well.
There's such a stigma attached to things like McDonald's because we kind of, it's like I've always, gone to McDonald's if I'm hungover, It's like that go-to. I mean, I'm never hungover these days. I've got two little kids and, we got football every weekend. I don't have the chance to be drunk. But it's always been one of those ones when you're a teenager in your 20s, like, I need a McDonald's. But actually, that's a stigma, isn't it? It's like you proved, actually, salads, fruit, carrot sticks, the grilled chicken wraps, but people just seem to associate it as that's bad.
Yeah, I think maybe 15 years ago when he did the Supersize documentary, it was a lot different. McDonald's say they did nothing off the back of that documentary, but straight away they took the Supersize option off the menu.
Yes.
Straight away they started changing their products up a little bit. They started listing calories next to all their items. So there were massive changes made. And that was something else I was trying to highlight as well, that you go to a McDonald's restaurant, it says how many calories on the actual menu is in each item. So again, pointing the finger, because on Supersize Me, there were people suing McDonald's for being overweight. I mean, we're responsible for what we put in our bodies, guys. They're quite welcome to have a salad. They're quite welcome to have the fruit bags, but it's up to them, personally. They're choosing the higher calorie options.
Do you think we need more education and things like that, like in schools and stuff, about things like McDonald's, KFC and things like that?
I've always said, mate, right, I don't know what the school system's like now, but I used to do, no offence to these subjects, but for me, they were completely, completely rubbish. I was doing subjects like dance, drama, stuff like that, which, all right, I'm a male guy. There's nothing wrong with dance and drama, guys, but for me, surely you should have the choice when it comes to these subjects. I was being forced
to do cookery. Cookery's okay, don't get me wrong, cookery's okay, but what do they teach you at school to cook? Pies, cookies, all the unhealthy options. Yeah. I've always said there's two subjects they need to introduce to schools. One is financial advice. They don't teach you how to be financially sound or set you up with money in life, because they want to teach you how to be an employee and not to be an entrepreneur, not to make your own money. And the biggest one is nutrition. I think they should replace cookery with nutrition. The amount of people I've said to over the years, oh, I'm eating this amount of carbs, this amount of protein, they don't even know what food is high in carbs, what food's high in protein, high in fat. They have absolutely no idea. And that's not their fault. But people just aren't educated as well. Just like, when I tell them I've lost weight at McDonald's, they're like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
So I was in a calorie deficit. They're like, what's that?
Yeah.
You know, loads of people say to me, it's obvious he could have lost weight on lard, he could have lost weight on chocolate, as long as he's in a calorie, but it's not obvious to so many people.
Exactly.
So many people don't understand.
Not. I mean, it's a funny one, because like, I remember being in uni with a couple of mates, and like literally they would eat Chinese every night, they'd eat like a Domino's, they'd eat an Indian, but some of them would never...
Did we go to uni together?
but some of them would never finish it, so they never gained weight. Whereas me, you bastard, right? even if I ate healthier, I'd have to eat all of it. And that's why I put on weight. And I was like, how can he be having a Chinese, how can he be having a curry? Oh, I see now, he's leaving bloody two-thirds of it.
Yeah, and he's probably, was he an active guy? I don't know. That all boils down to it. So I think a lot of people, obviously there are health, your general health, your well-being, your internal health, and gaining and losing weight. Obviously they're subjects that overlap, but people that aren't necessarily gym people or fitness people just fully associate those with running side by side. And that was the point I was trying to prove, that you can be unhealthy and actually lose weight and get in shape, and you can be physically healthy but also gain weight. Like a vegan diet, for example, a very healthy diet, but you're not going to necessarily always lose weight on a vegan diet. You could eat a surplus of calories
on a
vegan diet. Very high in carbs, a vegan diet. So, you know, their protein choices are generally higher in carbs as well, like beans and stuff. You know, you can gain weight eating healthily, just like you can lose weight eating unhealthily. Don't always associate the two together. In an ideal world, we'd be lean on healthy food. In an ideal world, everyone would be eating perfect food, be nice and trim, and everyone would know the information that we're trying to put across, the calories and stuff. But the fact that they don't know is intentional by a lot of magazines, a lot of companies out there that are purely trying to make money. So you need to go for honest people like my man right here, and you know, people that are going to give you honest advice, honest, truthful advice.
I think that the interesting thing is I always say just question everything, because I think we live in a society where we just fed stuff by the media and we just take it on. And like, people's first response when they saw what you did was go, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It's like, hang on a second, you're not even giving this guy a chance to no. you probably don't even know. It's like, I didn't know McDonald's did salads, but I wasn't going, this guy's an idiot. I was going, let's get this guy on and let's talk. So look, bud,
thank you for not calling me an idiot
soon. Guys, fire any questions you may have. What I want to ask to Ryan in the meantime is, what is the plan with all of this, bud? Because you're not even a full-time PT, are you? And you don't want to be. You tell me you want to breed dogs, which is interesting. But where do you want to go with this now? What's the next challenge on the YouTube channel?
Slightly different direction. Because I'll be honest with you, I didn't know what direction the channel was going to go in. The channel's quite new. I've only got like, I think it's 1,350-ish subscribers. Guys, subscribe to my channel, youtube.com/RoyWilliams.
Yeah. We'll post it, mate. Don't worry, we'll post it,
Cheers, mate. I kind of did a bit of everything, but what I found was, no matter what video I put up, whether it was some stupid challenge, whether it was something that had nothing to do with fitness, people would always relate it back to fitness. And although I wasn't that into my training at the time, my diet, etc., I think maybe people saw that I had an interest in going to the gym, and it always fell back to fitness. So that was never the intention. I never thought I'm going to become a fitness YouTuber. I went to college. I've level two. I went and did my PT course and stuff. That was the original plan. But as you know yourself, that just because you're interested in the gym doesn't necessarily mean it you a good personal trainer. I mean, what's the statistics? It's like 80% of qualified PTs don't PT. And if you don't have a passion for what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing it. And I find you probably find yourself, there's so many PTs out there don't really have a passion for what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so it maybe gives PTs as a whole a bad name, you know? So for me personally, my goal now is to keep progressing with the YouTube, build some camaraderie with people that aren't necessarily fitness people, aren't necessarily people that want to live, like we say, on those diets where you're eating out of Tupperware, eating a really restrictive diet, doing the shows. I want to try and reach those people that are just your average everyday people like myself, that like going to the gym, like their fitness, maybe want to get in better shape, but also do it in a way they can accommodate into their everyday lives. And I want to do that through YouTube. So it would be great to work with guys like yourself.
We'll do something, mate. I mean, you're living in Gloucester. That's my neck of the woods. That's my man.
Cheltenham, Gloucester.
Oh, you're in Cheltenham. They all say that. We all say that when we're from Gloucester.
Yeah, the nicer part of Gloucestershire.
I've done that off that one for years, mate. I know where you're living, yeah. So you're in Cheltenham. That's brilliant, mate. Yeah, we'll hook up over Christmas and do something, mate.
I think this is where it works out well because, I fully credit you guys that are making a good living and doing well from the PT, and it's not a knock, to being a personal trainer. It's for me, I just didn't have a passion to day in, day out train people. My ambition is to build the YouTube. I love my dogs. I don't know if you saw any dogs. I love my chow-chows.
Yeah.
And I want to create a lifestyle that I can be around my dogs more and also put some content up.
Yeah.
It's not just crazy stuff all the time.
Yeah,
not just crazy
stuff. Yeah.
Stuff that people could benefit from as well and be entertained.
So,
is there any questions there that I'm missing? So I would love to answer everyone's questions.
All right, let's go. Bad. So there's a lot of talk about, did you eat the gherkin?
Yes, you've got to eat love the gherkin. Man. Oh, yes.
Let's have a look. I'm just having a scroll back through, mate. Okay, Mr. Star. Mr. Stark wondered if he looked at how the diet affected LFTs, etc. LFTs?
Okay, LFTs. Remind me of what you mean.
Yeah, what's an LFT, dude? Let us know, Andrew.
He's been doing it for years.
He's been doing it for years and is still skinny. He does it for the love of 30 plus men. Who's Chris? Is Chris a friend of yours, is he?
I thought he was a friend of yours. I'm being cross-eyed here.
Fatty liver. So I think, Andrew, what he said is he didn't go down the road of doing things like blood tests or anything like that, did you, bud? But you would have lost visceral fat, I'm sure.
There has been a bit of pressure for me to test my have a blood test. I mean, I had one quite not too long ago. It wasn't right before I started the diet, but it was 6 months prior. So it's going to show results. My previous as to what my lifestyle was like before. I mean, can I just reiterate? Actually, my lifestyle wasn't a typical fitness lifestyle. I think people saw me maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago when I was, that fitness guy with abs and stuff. That very much wasn't me prior to that. I wasn't going to the gym a lot, and my lifestyle wasn't a healthy lifestyle anyway. So it wasn't a massive downfall. It wasn't a massive change when I went on the McDonald's diet. It was, if anything, it was a detox. I was now in a calorie deficit. I was eating things like salad. So, so honestly, I saw no real need to go down that route as well, because it would have become a serious thing. I really didn't want that. Obviously, I don't know if I mentioned it as well. Can I just mention that the whole media hype was kind of out of my control as well? I was on holiday for 2 weeks. I don't know if people know that it wasn't like I sold a story to the newspaper. A friend of mine from Gloucester, not from Chatham, from Gloucester, he contacted Gloucestershire Live because he was a little bit frustrated with me because I was doing nothing to promote this. I mean, I was getting a few hundred views on videos. I did very little. I just wanted organic traffic.
Sure.
And I was happy with my little audience on YouTube.
Yeah.
They were nice and friendly. When I went on holiday, he contacted Gloucestershire Live. I'm on the beach. I've got my flip-flops on. And I get a call, and it's Gloucestershire Live. Like, Roy, we want to do your story. I'm like, that's cool. I'm away. I'm not around for the... for the impact this is going to cause. So they did the story, and obviously that story led to a news agency contacting me, and they're like, "Roy, we want to take this national. We're going to create a story. It's up to, you know, the Sun, the Mirror, etc., as to whether they want to buy the story." Yada yada. So I'm like, well, nothing to lose again. Next thing you know, it's gone more than national, and then it's Australian people contacting me. So remember, this wasn't a publicity stunt. This was done before all this. This was done for my little audience on YouTube for entertainment and also just for some lighthearted, informative information. And it wasn't done to create a really serious serious topic for debate.
Sure.
It's nice. I'm enjoying any serious topic for debate. That's all
good.
Can
I ask you, have you made any money off it?
Well, I was going to mention that when you mentioned the newspaper article. So I've not quit the postage job. That's a telltale sign, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a great deal of money has been made, no. When you sell the story through an agency, they take, or this agency took a 50% cut. It does take a number of weeks to then get that money, but it's money not even worth mentioning, honestly,
sure.
Guys. Don't think, right, I'm going to...
Yeah.
A mate of mine took a photo of a rat in Co-op, and he got a little bit of money for it, and I thought, well, why are people not doing these little stunts to try and make money off papers? It's really not worth it. It'd be more hassle than it's worth.
I was saying to a client the other day, yeah, I might do something in the new year and just only live off like cheese or something for 30 days. I love my cheese. Just create a calorie deficit and get loads of press.
I've debated on doing something, but I'm just worried it's going to lead to me getting the sack at Royal Mail. So I've had to like put the reins on that.
What's that, like a fucking special brew diet or something?
I thought of living on something that...
Yeah, no.
I mean, if I got ill, I'd probably be sacked and I just couldn't physically do it. But if I get to the point where I don't have my Royal Mail job, I will do it. But we're going to...
experiment with stuff, yeah.
I've actually got a real weird spin-off video coming up in the next couple of weeks. But again, doing crazy stuff for YouTube is never advisable. Let's keep things a little bit sane for a little while. I don't want to die quite yet. Let me get a bit older. And
I've got a great question here from Kieran. Trust Kieran. He said, what was your sex drive like on it?
Non-existent, Kieran. Absolutely non-existent.
Really? Oh, is your mother's room or something like that?
There was no time in the day to do anything. I was on 3 hours sleep anyway. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, Melissa, I don't know if she's in the other room. Our relationship wasn't amazing over that 30 days. I wouldn't necessarily say that's because of the McDiet, though. That was because of my schedule with film and editing and uploading every day. There wasn't a lot of time.
McDonald's, mate. Have kids, and then you'll fucking never have sex again, dude.
Yeah, these dogs are bad enough.
Yeah, go on.
I think Morgan Spurlock made reference to that, didn't he, in Supersize Me, that it had gone downhill. So, like we said before, calories in versus calories out, yeah, that's the formula to losing weight, but... Those calories, guys, you want good calories, don't you? You want calories that are good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, you want calories that are good, but not to feel any guilt over when you have some slightly less nourishing calories.
Absolutely. I think that's why flexible dieting has become such a big thing as well. And
go
for it. What we got?
Anthony said, the money you made, did it cover the cost of the McDonald's for the 30 days?
Right, so to give you an idea as to what, if you just add up, right, so I've said to you it's like 15 to 20 quid a day. We've got 7 days in a week. I've done this for 30 days. Try and work out how much roughly that would have cost, and then how much I've made is probably broke even.
Hey, there you go. You've covered costs. You've covered costs, mate.
Yeah, but it's been a lot of hard work to cover those costs, yeah.
Okay, bud, listen, you've been an awesome guest. I'd love to talk for longer, but I've got to shut the gym up soon. And also, I've not seen my kids today because it's been a long day. So I really want to thank you for coming on, mate. We're going to turn this into a YouTube clip and a podcast, okay? And I'll edit this tonight to include the link to your YouTube channel above.
Awesome, mate.
Before we go... guys, I hope you got some value from this. And I think what between me and Ryan have said tonight is like, look, Ryan wanted to prove the law that it's thermodynamics, calories in versus calories out. Not saying what he did was healthy, okay? But he wanted to prove something. What we're both saying here is Nutrition is about balance, okay? It's about not having any guilt to do with food. And being healthy comes down to more than what is just on your plate. It comes down to daily movement, it comes down to family time, it comes down to being hydrated, it comes down to doing exercise you enjoy. And you know, the minute you get told you can't have something, you mustn't do this, you mustn't do that, that's when your life's gonna become a little bit miserable. Would you agree, Ryan?
Absolutely, mate. You've summed it up perfectly. And I just thank you as well, Mark, for giving me again. I appreciate everyone who's inviting me to do these things, because like I said to you before, when you see a headline, see a before and after thing, it's easy to form an opinion on the subject. So it's been great, as you said, to let people know as to the message I'm trying to portray. And that's exactly the one you've just mentioned. Yeah. And it's not leading a really restricted lifestyle and feeling bad, and you're gonna give up quickly. You're gonna yo-yo. Your moods are gonna be all over the place. You need to create a lifestyle that you know it's gonna be sustainable, one that you can follow on day after day. Yeah. And I know Dan said that he wants to eliminate diets. It's about creating something long term, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not about creating something that's a quick fix.
Guys, Ryan is in the Big Men's community now, the free community. I'm sure he won't mind you adding him as a friend or following him. You know, we'll get following his YouTube channel, because I've got to be honest, mate, I'm really impressed with just the whole presentation of not just the fact that you did the thing with it, but the way you've put it together. Really, really professional, bud. So if there's any way I can help you get your videos out, if you want to do anything like a lead capture, I can put you in touch with somebody that does all my stuff.
I was going to say, Mark, there's two things. I know you're short on time now. Can I respond to the comments on this video?
And
I want to encourage people now, if we've not covered anything, to comment below, and I'm going to comment on everything after this.
Yep.
And the other thing is, do you fancy doing some videos maybe in the new year when you're back around Gloucester? We can film some YouTube stuff, collab on some stuff.
I've got your number now, bud. And awesome, you know, mate. You're turning 30. When you're almost allowed officially in the group, mate.
this is how we're going to end it. So Roy, you're definitely over 30, aren't you? This isn't a good start. Yeah. I know I've got a little bit of the facial hair, and I've had too many sunbeds in my lifetime, and looking a bit tired, but. You know, no, I'm not quite. I'm 29, but in the new year I will turn 30. So brilliant. I will be. Hopefully, you guys and girls will accept me in the community.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Okay, right. Listen, what we'll do is I'll share this. It'll probably go very organic because you've had a lot of viewers join in. I'll share it on my profile as well. We'll get this with some sound bites. We'll get it in a podcast. We'll get it on YouTube in the next couple of days.
Awesome.
I'm going to drive home now to get home to the kids. I'm going to have a Corona. I'll message you tomorrow, bud. We'll jump on a call and we'll talk about how it went. All right, my friend?
Absolutely. Absolute pleasure, mate. Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks
for
your time, mate. Really
awesome,
appreciate
buddy.
It. Guys, thanks for joining in. And I hope
value
from that,
thanks.
Guys, all right? And I'll
comment
talk
below
to you tomorrow. If you're in my members club, I'll see you at 7:30 a.m. in the morning for the live workout. Keep trucking, boys. Thanks again, Brian. You've been a real gent.